Greetings, blind cool tech listeners. This is Jerry Barrier in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, with a brief podcast of a visit I made with my family in August of 2006 to Oak Ridge, Tennessee. The podcast is pretty much self-explanatory. I recorded it using Sound Professional binaural mics and a Sony MZB-100 mini disc recorder. You'll hear my twin brother Terry, who lives in Tennessee, and he does most of the reading and description of the bell. You'll also hear my wife Elaine and several other relatives, including my two granddaughters, Celeste and Julia. Hope you enjoy this podcast, and I can be reached by email at jerry.barrier, that's J-E-R-R-Y dot B-E-R-R-I-E-R, at TOWNISP.com. That's jerry.barrier at townisp.com. Whoa.
You can feel it vibrating.
Says on the side of it, peace. Hiroshima, August 6, 1945. Nagasaki, August 9, 1945.
It still vibrates a long time. Feel it.
And over here it says Pearl Harbor, December 7, 1941. VJ Day, September 2nd, 1945. That's the bell itself right there.
Wow.
Feel how thick it is.
And how do you ring it?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jim's inside it. Go ahead, do it. Pull back, way back, and let it go. You gotta actually do it hard.
Let's see. Everybody be quiet for a minute. I want to get a good recording of this thing.
Now harder than that.
Striking it with.
Yeah.
It's hanging from chains. Now go all the way down to your
Japanese
right. Just keep going.
As what?
Keep going. Now, right there.
Oh my gosh.
It's got a certain strike point on the. I'll hold it, make sure nobody does it. Go to the bell. Right there is where it hits. All up.
No.
Right there is where it hits
all
the time.
Yeah.
Now go on up with your right hand. On up. Now to the right. On up. Down. Up there. That's the atomic symbol.
This thing's still vibrating.
And it says International Friendship on there.
Wow. Okay, now get out of here just in case somebody does decide to.
Now, if you go under in the bell and talk, you will be amazed. You will love it.
All right, I'm now inside the bell. I'm in the bell.
Oh.
I ring it real lightly.
No, listen to the echo talking.
I am.
All right.
Okay, ring it louder.
All right. Here it goes loud, Jerry.
Okay.
What do you like?
It's actually much louder outside than it is
in. Over here a little more. That bell is about, I'm guessing 7 feet tall, wouldn't you say, Jim?
At least.
That has to weigh a lot.
Yeah.
Tons.
Yeah. It's very ornate.
And a little pagoda for it to hang.
Yeah. That is really something.
It has lotus blossoms on the bottom.
And what is the name of the bell? Does it actually
friendship.
Have a name?
Yeah, the Friendship.
Friendship bell?
Yep. International Friendship, and it's called the Friendship bell.
Terry, can we do
I don't know if it's copper or brass. It's probably brass because copper's too soft.
Where are you going?
Right here to read this. This bronze, it's bronze. There you go. There's the answer to that. It's called the Friendship Bell. This bronze bell was designed in Oak Ridge and cast in Japan in 1993 to serve as a symbol of the bonds of friendship and mutual regard that have developed between Oak Ridge and Japan over the past 50 years. Friendship made so much more meaningful because of the terrible conflict of World War II, which Oak Ridge played such a significant role in ending. This bell further serves as a symbol of our mutual longing and pledge to work for freedom, well-being, justice, and peace for all the people of the world in the years to come. Given to the people of Oak Ridge on the occasion of their 50th birthday by Oak Ridge Community Foundation and friends in the United States, Japan, and other nations, 1996, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, born of war, living for peace, growing through science.